AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Oil prices are rising, reaching its highest price since 2023. And the February jobs report from the Labor Department shows 92,000 jobs were lost. Diane Swonk is KPMG chief economist.
More importantly, is the unemployment rate actually edged up? Even though participation in the labor force fell. That's a bad combination.
Oil prices and jobs sent stocks sharply lower throughout the day and at the closing bell. President Trump indicated he's not interested in negotiations. He talked about unconditional surrender for Iran in a social media post. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
What the president means is that when he, as Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Armed Forces, determines that Iran no longer poses a threat to the United States of America and the goals of Operation Epic Fury has been fully realized, then Iran will essentially be in a place of unconditional surrender, whether they say it themselves or not.
Sources tell the AP Russia has provided Iran with information that could help Tehran strike American warships, aircraft, and other assets in the region. But they also say the U.S. intelligence has not uncovered that Russia is directing Iran what to do with that information. Legal experts say a U.S. submarine's deadly attack on an Iranian warship does not appear to have violated international or American military law. It's not clear to the experts, though, whether the sub took sufficient measures to rescue nearly three dozen survivors. Three former presidents are speaking in Chicago at a memorial service for Reverend Jesse Jackson. Former President Barack Obama pointed out when Jackson ran for president.
Because of his courage, his audacity, that two decades later, a young black senator from Chicago's South Side would even be taken seriously as a candidate for the presidential nomination.
This is AP News. Emergency calls reveal the misery at ICE's largest detention facility.
Camp East Montana at the U.S. Army base Fort Bliss outside El Paso, Texas. The conditions include overcrowding, medical neglect, malnutrition, and emotional distress. The detainees describe a camp in which an average of 3,000 people a day live in unsanitary conditions. Most of the 911 calls are made by medical staffers, some about detainees having suicidal thoughts or getting into fights.
He does seem like he was kicked in the ear. And it does look swollen.
Detainee advocates and some members of Congress have called for the camp's closure. But a Homeland Security spokesperson says in an email that Camp East Montana is cleaned regularly and detainees receive food, water, and medical treatment. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.